Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know the second hour is strictly Chazanut. In the background, we hear the great voice of Moshe Koussevitzky with his classic, Shei Bona Beis HaMikdash. Well, how have you been? I hope the summer is coming along well for you. You're staying out of the sunshine, not getting sunburn. That's the best thing. We have an interesting show coming up. Oh, well, I hope you'll find it of interest. Let's get right to the Chazanut. First cantor who will be featured is cantor Chaim Adler, for many years the cantor at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim. Many of you are aware that he will be in Englewood for the forthcoming High Holy Days, Englewood, New Jersey. And I understand that the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim will be having Tzvi Weiss. So there's a lot of good chazanis right there. We'll begin with a first recording of Adler together with the choir of the Great Synagogue under the direction of music director and conductor Eli Yaffe, and the accompanist was Raymond Goldstein. So we'll begin with Machnisei Rachamim. This is cantor Chaim Adler.
Amen.
Okay, that was our first selection for Chaim Adler. We'll next be hearing Adon Olam. Again, this is Adler with the choir of the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
I have to admit that was an interesting recording. I didn't recognize Adler. I know there were soloists from the Jerusalem Great Synagogue Choir, but this is an album that I have from the Great Synagogue, and I'll just have to go along with it. It says Cantor Adler and Choir. Okay, this next selection is a little bit not quite Chazanis, but it'll be Ein Kitzvah. It's Amorgit's composition, and it's with Cantor Adler and the choir. I hope we'll be hearing Chaim. Okay, here he comes. Next cantor, I haven't played him in many, many years. This will be a special, I guess. I'm going to be featuring quite a few selections by cantor Shloimele Rothstein. He was born in Bessarabia in 1891. He was the first cantor to sing on the radio in Pittsburgh in 1926. He was contracted by Columbia Grafanola to produce phonograph recordings. And he was the cantor at Synagogue B'nai Israel in Brooklyn, New York. He spent a lot of his life recording and concert work. He passed away in 1966 at the age of 75. He was also known as Saul Rothstein and Solomon Rothstein. Okay. I have a record dating chart, and I was looking up the dates of these recordings, and they're basically from 1920 through 1926. So these were recorded while he was, let's see, he was born in 1891. So he was in his 30s, mid to late 30s, but after that he really didn't record in his later years. Okay, with that, let's get right to Cantor Shloimele Rothstein. First selection will be Umipene Chatoenu. ¶¶ Is Cantor. That was Cantor Shlomo Rothstein, and with Umipenei Chatoenu, we'll next hear Ritzei, Cantor Rothstein. Sharmu next, Shlomo Rothstein. Okay, that was Vishamru Rothstein. Next selection is Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama.
Neshomo, Shinosa Tobi, Neshomo, Neshomo, Shinosa Tobi, Teho Ero, Teho Ero. Me,
Just looking at the record dating chart that I have concerning when these were recorded, and almost all of them, if not all of them, were recorded in the years 1919, 1920, and 1921, which would mean that he was 28 years old to 30 or so. Rather young, and it's interesting that although he lived until 1966, he never recorded much thereafter, just a few perhaps in 1926, but I was looking at the recordings from that year, and they were not Chazanut primarily. One other thing, you hear sort of the scratching, you know, that was the old Victrola with a steel needle digging into it. There was no enhancement made. And for those of you who have seen my Yossel Rosenblatt presentation, you know I go through the history of sound recording. You remember that it was in 1925 that they came up with electronic recording. Prior to that, it was called acoustic, which meant that they stood in front of a horn, huge horns, and they sang into the horn, and the vibrations went down to a stylus, which then went into a mold and so forth. But it was a rather primitive when you think about it, and you can really hear the nature of those recordings prior to 1925. Okay, we'll next hear Shomer Yisrael, Shlomo Rothstein. Shomer Yisrael, the next Rothstein with Hashiveinu.
You keep on saying
And next coming up, Mizratza Barachamim, Shlomo Rothstein.
Thank you.
one more selection of Shlomo Rothstein. Again, these are recordings from 95 years ago. We'll conclude the special for him with his chanting Avot, Avos. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed these recordings of Cantor Shlomo Rothstein. I haven't played him in many, many years. The next cantor that I'll be playing, I have not, I'm not sure I ever played the cantor Paul Kaworski. He was born in South Africa. His current home is in Toronto, Canada. Between 1980 and 2001, he served as a senior cantor of the Beth Tzedek Congregation in Toronto. It's interesting that he was appointed a Justice of the Peace by the government of Ontario in 2002, and he now presides in the Ontario Court of Justice. Very, very interesting. Okay, let's hear his recording of Modim. I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, you can tell that that was recording of a live performance. We'll conclude with another selection by Paul Kaworski. By the way, that was a composition by Wladowski, Wladowsky. Paul Kaworski now with Zochrenu Bezikaron, the last selection.
Zikaron Teufel von Oh.
Okay, that was Paul Kowarski, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, if you have any comments or requests. Shalom, everyone.